This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sudan's top general said Friday the military is committed to a transition to a civilian rule in his first speech since brutal fighting between forces and the country's powerful paramilitary began nearly a week ago. In a video message released early Friday to mark the Muslim Eid al-Fitr holiday, Army Chief General Abdel Fattah Burhan said, in his words, "We are confident that we will overcome this ordeal with our training, wisdom, and strength, preserving the security and the unity of the state, allowing us to be entrusted with the safe transition to civilian rule." The sounds of heavy gunfire could be heard amid the call to prayer in the Sudanese capital, where mosques are expected to hold morning services inside protective worshipers. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres appealed to Sudan's warring factions to observe a three-day ceasefire because of the Eid al-Fitr holiday.
"I am deeply concerned about the terrible toll on civilians, the appalling humanitarian situation, and the horrifying prospects of further escalation."
He spoke as rival forces battled for a sixth day. The United States is sending more troops to the region in the event that it decides to evacuate in the embassy in Khartoum. The AP's Sagar Magani has that part of the story.
Two Biden administration officials say the planning began earlier this week as fighting rages between two warring factions in Sudan. An embassy convoy was attacked in the capital. The officials say the Pentagon's moving military assets to a Navy base in Djibouti. The Defense Department says it will send more capabilities to the region to potentially help facilitate an evacuation of embassy personnel. The violence so far has kept the State Department from requiring staffers to leave the country, with Khartoum's airport non-functional and its roads treacherous even during peacetime. Sagar Magani at the White House.
This is VOA News. In other news, Myanmar's Supreme Court reportedly said Wednesday that it will hear appeals by ousted leader Aung San Suu Kyi of her conviction for corruption, election fraud, and violations of state secret laws. Suu Kyi was arrested in February of 2021 when Myanmar's military, the Tata Mada, seized power in a coup against her recently elected civilian-led government, driving the country into yet another period of violent conflict. Suu Kyi and her allies have denied charges against her and have condemned the prosecution as politically motivated. President Joe Biden announced on Wednesday to increase the U.S. funding to help developing countries fight climate change and curb deforestation and Brazil's Amazon rainforest. We get more from VOA's Marissa Melton.
During a virtual meeting of the Major Economies Forum on Energy and Climate, Biden urged his counterparts to be ambitious in setting goals to reduce emissions and meet a target of limiting overall global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. In a video message to the group, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said the world's major polluting nations are sabotaging their own global warming target.
"The science is clear. New fossil fuel projects are entirely incompatible with 1.5 degrees. Yet, many countries are expanding capacity, and I urge you to change course."
The countries that take part in the forum account for about 80% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions and global gross domestic product, according to the White House. Thursday's meeting was the group's fourth under Biden's presidency.
That was Marissa Melton reporting from VOA. Twitter has started removing the blue checks from users who don't pay, the AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The blue check mark helps verify the user's identity to distinguish them from fakes. Since Elon Musk bought Twitter, he's talked about charging for the blue check. After several false starts, Twitter has started removing it from those who aren't paying for it. The cost of keeping the marks range from $8 a month for individual web users to a starting price of $1,000 a month to verify an organization. Since Musk took over, Twitter does not actually verify the individual accounts to ensure they are who they are. Some high-profile users no longer have the blue check, including Beyonce, Pope Francis, and former President Donald Trump. Seinfeld actor Jason Alexander pledged to leave the platform if Elon Musk takes away his blue check. I'm Ed Donahue.
And for more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.